What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
In the 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn, glad to have you on a Tuesday here today. Good day to have your, sex session. A lot of rain, a lot of clouds. It's going to be 95 again today. So,
yeah.
Still trying to, fickle through my mind of what's for dinner tonight. Send me ideas and maybe I'll do it. It is start bench cut, so it is.
I told you I was doing Sloppy Joe's tonight, and you turned your nose. You're not a Sloppy Joe.
One of my
fan.
Most hated meals.
Mac, you like Sloppy Joe's?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the kids love them. I mean, that's good.
You're in a situation where if your kids love something, just
you
do
gotta
it.
You got to make it. You just really do. It doesn't matter.
Play the hits, unlike Van Morrison when he does live music these days.
Is he not playing the hits?
No, he plays all his new music. It's
no, what? He doesn't.
Yeah, it's
really?
Like widely known. He doesn't play the hits. He's annoying.
Then why would I want to go to a Van Morrison concert?
I'll just send you guys a video of Van Morrison from back in the day. I think it's like in the early 80s or late 70s, high as hell on cocaine, and it's like clearly obvious. And he's just...
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Was he at Woodstock?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't think so.
Van Halen definitely was at Woodstock.
He might have been. Well, have you seen David Lee Roth these days? Got a damn lifesaver gummy tube in his pants and leather, skin tight, and can't sing anything.
Yes.
So start bench cut, Jay Southland Toe Service. Want to get into this because we talked about it earlier. We kind of bring the show full circle in this segment. Spags, Andy Veach, in the last 5 years. Where does your allegiance lie?
I honestly, because I don't even want to bench somebody in this situation. That's how good the three of them
are. Well, those are the rules.
Yeah, I just don't think we're here where we are without either of those guys, right? It's the perfect grouping of coordinator, coach.
It's a really good threesome.
It's a great threesome, right? I mean, you got to start Andy, though, because he's the leader of this whole thing.
Then who do you bench?
All of them.
No cuts.
No cuts, no.
Okay.
I can't cut it because you're not winning without Spags. You're not winning without Veach. You're not winning without Veach. You're not winning without Spags. I mean, it's just such a perfect dynamic right now.
The love of the baseball.
Oh, yeah, that was Little League right there. Yeah. It was the Pirates. So.
Well, it's Toronto, but yeah. I think I would start Andy. I think I would bench Veach, and I think I would cut Spags.
Because Veach is responsible for bringing the players and it's
building the roster, keeping the checkbook balanced.
Yeah,
Andy,
that's
you
got to
start because he's the general.
Yeah.
And then Spags, it's like, hey, man, love you, but is there anybody you suggest we go get if we have to cut you?
Dave Merritt.
Yeah, I'll go Andy, Spags, Veach.
Okay.
But
shocker.
Yeah.
He's a Veach hater. I mean,
I'm not, and I will not let that stand.
You are. You're wearing that guy's pants in Philadelphia. What's his name?
Howie Roseman. No, that's
you wear Howie Roseman's pants on your head.
All right, whatever. I'm not gonna let you trigger me
because
you're wrong.
He's moving out of Brett Veach.
You just won't criticize someone. That's the problem.
He doesn't deserve criticism. He's won three Super Bowls in 5 years. I didn't say he was a great pick.
Not a bust yet.
He's not. No.
Okay.
He's not.
Sounds
no, he's good. Not a bust. You're willing to write people off. I remember writing people off and how many times I was wrong about that.
I'm not going to be wrong about FAU.
Well, you don't know that. I thought I was going to be right about Alex Gordon, too.
Okay.
Alex Gordon's a Hall of Famer.
And Brett Veach is the second best GM in the NFL.
No, he's not.
Or the first. It's arguable. Yeah. First or second. He's the first. Like, that's not an insult. Like,
yes, it
is. I love Brett Veach. I think he's great.
7,000 Squid Road. If anybody wants to bring me some bourbon for these two children fighting all morning. Better veteran season. Hollywood Brown, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce.
I'm going to start Kelce, bench Jones, and cut Hollywood Brown.
I'll start Jones, bench Kelce. Yeah, I'll bench Kelce, cut Hollywood.
I'm going to start Hollywood because of the unfortunate that you will have without having a star wide receiver. I think he will stay healthy. Please cut that so we can come back and make fun of me if he does not. I'm going to bench Chris Jones, and I'm going to cut Travis Kelce. I don't think we need a huge veteran season from Travis Kelce, but Chris Jones, it'd be nice to see.
Yeah,
Hollywood Brown, it'd be really great to see.
I'd love to see Chris Jones with like 10 and a half, 11 sacks this year. Yeah.
I would love to see that.
And then everybody else on the front line with double-digit sacks. And all of a sudden, we got 75 sacks on the front line.
We go to what we just talked about with the television shows, entertainment, Start, Pitch, Cut. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Survivor, American Idol?
All right, I'm going to start American Idol. I'm going to bench Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I've never seen an episode of Survivor.
Same here.
You have it. I thought I'd be the only one. I've never watched an episode of that show.
I'm going to tally the votes. I'm going to start Survivor because I thought it was the trailblazing to everything. Naked and Afraid, Million Dollar Race, whatever the hell it's called, Big Brother, all those shows.
Which is why we should hate it.
I'm going to bench Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because that was like a family. Like, we put each other around the living room. And then American Idol, I really only watched whenever David Cook was on it because he was from Blue Springs.
Yeah, that was great. So it was a great season.
So we tapped into David Cook. We go to celebrations at games, start, bench, cut, bang the drum, first pitch, or be there during the coin flip of an NFL game.
I'm going to go that order. I've had the opportunity, as you, to do the first pitch. Mm-hmm. I'd love to bang the drum. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I can sing Brett Veachtown. I'll do a 2-for-1 for you, Clark. And then be there for the coin flip. Yeah, you don't really do much for the coin flip.
But the coin flip would be, be intense as hell, dude. Because those
guys said they want to receive in overtime?
Like with the drum and the pitch.
Overtime is what I want to be there for.
But the drum and the pitch, everybody's watching you, right?
Yeah.
The coin toss, people go, you were out there for that? They're not really paying attention to you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the order for me, too.
Yeah. Better wingman, Mac, Alex, or myself?
Well, I'm going to go first on here. I should start because I'm not single.
Yeah, see, I was going to start you. Yeah,
I should start.
And you're Cougar Chow.
And I'm Cougar Chow, so I can
bring
in.
Well, then I would cut you then.
No, but I'll just be cute, kind of reel them in, and then.
You can bring in the Cougars for me, is what
you're
saying? Mac
was a really good
wingman. Like your mom's friend.
You were a really good wingman in New Orleans.
It's true.
Still follows me on Instagram. Still likes photos. Still DMs. Just doesn't make any sense that she lives in Dallas.
So?
I said, you got to come back to Kansas City. She calls me, hey, Mr. Kansas.
Love it.
Hey.
You should. You should go to Texas.
if it wasn't for Texas.
Then I'll go Dusty and Gold.
Nice.
It's just like, I don't know.
I think she's not going to give you your number.
Yeah, I think Dusty would be like, at least like, hey, you got this.
Yeah. Confidence.
And Alex would be like, what are you wasting your time for?
She's way out of your league, man.
There's
just
no way.
You've got like plus 900 odds to land there, according to Circa.
I'll take her home when she rejects you.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with seconds. Tonight during Sloppy Joe's, put a little bit over your fries. Sports Center, Stuart Scott, Dan Patrick, Kenny Mayne.
Damn.
Dan Patrick for me, Stuart Scott bench, cut Kenny Mayne. I like Kenny, he's all fine, but.
I'm in the order that it's in and that I just gave.
Stu Scott, Dan P. Kenny.
Absolutely. Cool. I think that's the pillow.
Yeah, I think I'll go there. Yeah, I'll go that one.
You can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him. And then we go to Travis Kelce's post career. Because I was having this discussion with a couple guys the other night after leaving the front porch, not the garage, the front porch. It got even more rowdier. Travis Kelce post-career, would you rather see him be an actor pre and post-game on the set of like Fox or CBS or in the booth?
I don't want to see him do anything with football. I want to see him do acting. I want to see him do game shows. Yeah. I want to see him take over for Guy Fieri on Food Network. Mm. Like, I want Travis Kelce doing everything but sports.
Yeah, same. Yeah, agreed.
I want to see him in the booth.
I think that's the worst of the three. I think he'd be terrible in the booth because I think they'd limit you in the booth. Pre and post game, you can kind of have more fun and be you and show your personality. In the booth, you got like 15 seconds before you got to give it back to the play-by-play guy.
Mm. There you go. Trying to think. This from the text line real quick. Thumb, middle finger, or pointer finger?
In what regard?
Start, bench, cut.
I love using my middle finger.
What do you use on Tuesday? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Well, depending on where you're driving.
I just want to win, Jeff. If it's on Shawnee Mission Parkway or Metcalf or any of that, it's the middle finger every day.
I think
day
I would
the
start the thumb.
I think you have to bench, start the thumb.
Bench the middle finger, and then you can cut the pointer. Because Dennis Hopper was really angry in speed because he didn't have a thumb. He got a gold watch and a sorry about your hand.
Can you write without a thumb?
Really. I don't know.
You can't grab without your pointer finger or your thumb. So, I'm going to start and bench that.
Yeah.
You're going to what now?
Cut the middle.
You're cutting the middle. It's the only one I would keep. It's the only one I really need on a daily basis.
Last one is a text line. Start, bench, cut. Steak sandwich, Italian beef, or French dip?
I made a steak sandwich the other night. It was really good.
Chimichurri on it, right?
I did. I made homemade chimichurri. Yeah, easy to make. No big deal at all.
Yes.
Say those again.
steak sandwich, Italian beef, French dip.
I'll go in that order. The mushiness of the bread and the French dip, I'm like, I'm just not.
Because the Italian beef, you can either have it dipped halfway, fully dipped, or not at all.
Yeah,
I think I need to have like a good Italian. I don't know if I've had.
I don't like the dipped bread. Like, not for me.
I'll start the dip, man. I love a French dip, baby.
I'm a slop dog.
Yeah, same.
And when was the last time you ordered a French dip?
Not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
54 Street I'll order a French dip.
You guys in Eastern Jack love 54 Street.
I knew
Street.
That was coming.
I mean, it's insane. Anybody who's ever lived in Eastern Jack talks about 54 Street like it's the Shangri-La of restaurants, man. It's crazy. Brother Ryan would talk about 54th Street Grill like it was 1857 or whatever that steakhouse is.
Yeah, close enough.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, they put that horseradish, that au jus, dip it, smash it. Oh,
well, that horseradish stuff is good on everything. I did want some of that the other night. I didn't have any of that.
Aussie says he was a great wingman at NOLA. He got me those pictures of those referees.
That's true. That's true. Yes, yeah. Aussie came in clutch.
One had a teardrop and one had a neck tattoo.
Nice.
It was nice.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.